Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne comes to us from St. Louis, and her preaching is entitled A Relationship Unlike Any Other.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Today's passage has long been one of my favorites. As someone who spent most of her life teaching every grade from preschool onward, I am heartily convinced that little ones know things that are wise and profound beyond what we adults would ever imagine. And I could regale you with stories of the insights I've received in my own life from children. But my attention is caught today by what immediately follows. It seems like a non sequitur. One moment, Jesus is talking about learning from the wisdom of children, and then suddenly he's talking about his relationship with God the Father. The connection between these verses seems elusive. Until one realizes that perhaps the child that Jesus is talking about here is himself. As I get older, what Jesus says here strikes me as ever more profoundly true. As a parent, there is a way that I know my son in a way no one else knows him. And in fact, sometimes I admit I believe there are things I know about my son that he himself cannot see. Indeed, I have known him before he was even capable of knowing himself. But I have to also admit that there is a way that he knows me that is unlike the way anyone else in the world has seen me, that no one else has ever experienced me. There's a tenderness he's seen, a protective ferocity he's seen, a vulnerability he's seen. The me others see is not disconnected to who I am, but he has seen sides of me that others simply never have. And I admit, possibly, he even knows things about me that I do not. When Jesus gives praise to God here, I suspect he is marveling, not only at the experience of children in general, but his own experience of knowing God in a unique and a profound way as a father. What has been revealed to him is a knowledge of God that no one else has had or could have. Others might know God in other ways, as creator, as spirit, as transcendence, a thousand different titles, all beautiful. But he has known God as a child knows a father. And if we wish to also know God in this way, he's the one we can trust to show us the way. There's so much of God's heart that's hidden from those who try to approach the divine from any angle other than that of a child. Perhaps this is not an angle that you yourself are drawn to. Perhaps it feels like 1,000 years have passed since you were a child, or since you thought of God as Father. But perhaps there's a new invitation today to an intimacy of relationship that's unlike any other relationship. And perhaps that's something that you'll want to talk about with Christ today. What would that relationship look like? How could it be?